Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino International Film Festival. I'm with two members of the international jury, Mariette Riesenbeck and Adrian Sitaru. So welcome.
Thank you very much.
Nice to be here.
So it's the fourth day at the festival. How's it going? How's it going watching all these films? What do you think so far?
I saw my first film at 9 o'clock this morning, which is quite early, but I think at 9 o'clock you're still fresh. And I'm seeing a lot of interesting films, but I think I also want to wait till I have seen film number 15 so I can really get a good retrospective, which film I like most or which actor I like most. So in between, I still think a lot of good things are coming.
Yeah, it's going very smooth and nice. We are happy to see so different movies, and but we saw only four films, so yeah, it's perfect. And
so how did it happen for you to be part of this jury? How did you react to this invitation? Did you accept right away? Was something that you were glad about? You were doubtful?
I thought it was a very honoring invitation, actually, because I've been working with the Turin Film Festival with Emanuela Martini for many years, and I very much appreciate her programming. The films she invites are always strong films with a message. So when she asked me for the jury, I was really very flattered, and I was very curious to hear which are the other jury members, because it's of course always great to meet other people in the film industry you haven't met before, and usually they are directors or actors, and they have a very different input, and I appreciate this very much.
And I think that it gives you another angle to have a person like you that travels so much, that knows, and they can see films from different perspectives than
yes,
the usual
because
ones.
You're sitting for almost 10 days, and you watch films with much more, let's say, relaxed, or you take much more time to discuss and to evaluate a film. And if you're traveling a lot, you don't have that much attention maybe sometimes for a film, but being in a jury gives you much more time to really take care of a film and watching a film and talking about a film.
Adrian.
Yes, in my case, this year especially was a very hectic year. I released two feature films this year, and I had to travel and to take carefully where I have to go and when. And so I was very honored by the invitation. I never had a film in Torino. Now I have two features, but also to be part of the jury. But I had, and I told them, I don't know because I'm busy. I don't know exactly the schedule. I postponed, and finally I was happy to say yes. And really, I refused other invitation from the juries in this period, but also in the beginning of the year. So I really wanted to be possible, to be able to come here. So I'm happy I'm here.
How important are film festivals at the moment, especially for independent cinema? And what do you think that the role of film festival should be right now? I want to know a director's point of view, and obviously.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, it for this kind of art house and for the cinema, it's with difficult times, and I think everybody, the sales, the distributor, are watching for different ways of selling this kind of films. It's not easy time for art house films, so the festivals maybe is the only platform now that you can show a film, let's say a different film or a courageous film, a challenging film, another kind of cinema. So it's the only way to go in other countries. And the problem is there are such a good films and many from all over the world, and it's big competition. But the problem with the audience that they want more, less and less to watch this kind of cinema. But especially here in Torino, I felt in the air the love for cinema. Almost all screenings are sold out, so it's wonderful. It's not happening too often in the festivals, only in big festivals, of course.
Yeah, actually, I totally agree. There is not much I can add. I think festivals are very important to give visibility to films which otherwise would not have gotten attention. Of course, the best case would be if the film is so well visited at a festival that a distributor thinks, oh, I dare to take it on for distribution after all, because I see it works with the audience and there is a potential. So my hope is still that this can happen for a number of films. And at the same time, also this enthusiastic audience, it inspires themselves to watch even more films. So on the one hand, it's really important to strengthen the festivals, and on the other hand, it would also be important if it's an inspiration for distributors to take two or three films they are thinking might be risky, but it's worth trying.
I know by talking with Adas and Don, I know that you still haven't set a discussion about how you're going to judge a film or what are the elements that really count for you. But so I want to be the first to ask you, what are the elements that count for Mariette, for Adrian? What do you look at when you're watching a film?
Yeah, usually I'm looking for... I'm saying to see something that I never saw, a film that grabbed the attention, even if it's not a perfect script or film. Mm-hmm. I like the challenging directors who are challenging cinema and the way of doing a film. I'd like to see this kind of films. Also in this competition, because the awards is not only for the best film, also for the best actor, actress and actor and script, we have to look carefully about what is the acting, even if the film is not my taste or I don't agree, but maybe we have to look carefully to every aspect of the film. So, but yeah, this is the courageous film I look for.
I'm more of a emotional spectator. I like a film most when I feel in some way emotionally touched or when it means something to me. I'm not very analytical, I must admit, so it's more like I feel that a character is credible, that the story is special or very well written. And at the same time, as Adrian already mentioned, we have a number of awards to give, so that's helpful, so you don't have to decide only for one film. You can sort of differentiate and say, well, this film is maybe not the best film, but the actor is the best actor, so it gives you the possibility to take different choices.
So Mariette, Adrian, thank you so much, good luck, and I can't wait to know what you decided on next Saturday. So have a good week.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.